Hello. Hi. All right. So I am gonna do my June ramble for Patreon. I'm gonna be away from the mic for a few days, so hopefully I could do this ramble in one take, and I'll upload this and I'll be back on my mic sometime next week. I have to put down my mic when I have to go to work. Anyways, let's go to the post where I ask you to ask me questions. Shoot, I closed it. You guys asked me a whole bunch of different things, and they're not really related, so this will be a very random ramble. So there's stuff about relationships, there's stuff about YouTube and censorship, there's stuff about dicks. Of course you guys would want me to look at dicks. What else is there? VR dating, which is kind of cool, and one of you guys trolled me, and the Magna Carta and civil liberties. What? I don't know what to say about that. I don't know jack about history. Well, I do, but I mean, I would end up Googling, so that'd be cheating. So let's let's talk about dating first. One of the question is VR dating. So you recently read an article about how couples are meeting online and living out their romantic lives online without ever meeting each other. That's been happening since like Second Life, right? I've never played Second Life. I think that community is still alive. Sexting and all that's been around forever. I think for some people, VR dating is, I mean, the only way they could really build a romantic relationship with someone. I remember I saw a documentary a while back about a man who was just wheelchair bound and lived at home, and there was just no way that he could go out to meet other people. And he used kind of this dating simulation, like dating on Second Life, as a way to be free of his disability and to meet other people, and it provided happiness in his life. I don't think we should judge them that quickly. It's kind of sad when you're stuck at home with no other options. And you know what, if it makes you happy, I think I said it for an AMA about porn and that sort of thing. As if it makes you happy, it makes other people happy, you're not hurting anybody, you're not breaking any laws, then why the heck not? It's between two consensual people, and as long as they're happy, so what? Maybe they're not experiencing the physical side of the relationship, but emotionally, I'm sure it's still all the same. Would I ever try VR dating myself? I've never really done that much VR myself, but I would try it. But I think I would need a partner in real life. I think even long-distance relationships would be really hard for me. I think I'm too clingy. I want you with me all the time. I need someone with me. VR dating is cool. If it works out for you, that's great. Okay. I'll go completely out of order. The next question is, what is the difference between Sweden and Switzerland? And my reply to you was, I hate you. I'm sorry, I forgot where you came from and I mixed up the two countries. They both started with S and I'm an idiot, okay? For whatever reason, I thought you had mentioned that you were from Switzerland. I know the two countries are completely separate from each other. The only thing they share in common is that they both start with S. And I fucked up. Right? You could laugh at my stupidity. I love you. Okay. So, June 15th was apparently the 804th anniversary of the signing of the Magna Carta. An event that many historians say have set the stage for civil liberties we enjoy today. Care to give a brief rundown of the document, the history surrounding it, and your take on it all? It's awesome. Sure. Good. Civil liberties. I don't know what to say about this at all. I mean, I could go read the Wikipedia document on it. Let me Google. Oh my gosh. There's too much to read. I'm backing out of this one. I you're probably just trolling me with this. Right? Okay. Next question is... Neuralink technology. It is the connectivity of humans and computers. They say that high bandwidth will allow you to basically feel and see through your own eyes. All the sensation of having sex with another person while lying in bed alone and them being somewhere else. That's crazy. I mean, one day in the future, I wouldn't be surprised if something like that happens. I mean, like, the fact that we're able to transmit our voices through phones and the internet and all that is crazy. That's like one sensation down that you could hear things, and now you could see things. If you could feel things, I mean, yeah, that would be super cool. That wasn't so much of a question, I guess that was a comment on VR dating. Okay, you guys signed up for this ramble, so yeah, know what you've gotten yourself into. Skitty, rambling off different topics. You could just hear me put very little effort into this. I'm sorry. If you don't like me rambling like this and you want something more structured, please let me know and I'll do that for my next ramble. Let's go to my anonymous questions. Someone sent me in a story about how they just recently got into a relationship where they got a sugar mama. And they asked, what do you think about sugar mamas or sugar daddies? I love saying that word, sugar mamas. Sugar relationships in general. And related, what would you do if you entered a relationship even though your partner is leaving the country? Let me just say congrats on your relationship. I hope things are still going well with you and your sugar mommy. Let's see. What do I think about sugar mommies and sugar daddies? Similar to what I said about VR dating, as long as it's two consensual adults, you guys are both happy, things are working out for you, totally cool. I mean, I've never had a sugar daddy in real life. I mean, you guys are all kind of my sugar daddies or sugar mommies right now, right? You're kind of supporting me through Patreon. But I've thought about it when I was in school. I mean, it would be so nice to have someone pay for me through college, buy my textbooks, feed me food, and all I would need to do is just be in a relationship with them. But I'm sure there's a lot of dark sides to having that kind of relationship. There's probably like a power dynamic. You'll always feel in debt to that person, and they could potentially manipulate you, unfortunately. Or you can manipulate them with the emotional comfort and stuff that you provide them, because they're probably giving you money and you are giving them love and comfort and your time, and it could be tricky. With any relationship, I think you just need to communicate what you want, how you feel, what is expected of both people in a relationship. And a sugar relationship might be just more transactional. But would I want to be in a sugar relationship myself? It depends. It depends. It's tricky. I think every sugar relationship is different, so I don't think I could judge them until I get into it myself. I've heard some people be super happy with it. You get to travel the world with your sugar partner. They could take you out to fancy places. I talk to a few guy friends sometimes, and they tell me how much they would love to have a sugar mama and not need to pay for all their dates. Talking about dating, if I ever go on a bad date with someone, I never expect my partner to pay or the date to pay. I don't like to feel in debt to someone. So if you ever take Gideon on a date and she insists to pay for her meal, you fucked up. but if I let you pay for a meal, it's because I like you. And I might want to see you again. Alright, your last question was, what would I do if my partner was leaving the country in 5 days? I think I said this. Long distance relationships, I'm not sure if they're my thing. I mean, I've never tried it myself, and if I really loved that person, heck, I'd do it. I've known a lot of people who've done long distance relationships, and it's worked out. They got married, they're happy. But I think I would be heartbroken if I entered a relationship only to know that they were going to be going off and going away forever. Is this person going away forever, or if it's just like a month vacation elsewhere and they're coming back? Because that's nothing. I will wait for them. But if they're leaving forever, I don't know. I have to think about my career. I have to think about my family. Like, do I want to follow them? Will they come back? This is a very complicated question. I think I'm thinking too deeply. Yeah. Alright, I'm gonna move on to the next question. Bitcoin and crypto. No, you know I can't talk about that. I don't know anything. I listened to a podcast on Bitcoin and I am still fracking confused. It's too complicated for me. I will stick with my regular stock options. Yeah. And even that, I'm just like, what the fudge am I doing? It might be a bit political, but you want me to talk about censorship on social platforms like YouTube? Censorship. I think certain things should be censored. I mean, the type of censorship I'm thinking about is like hate speech. I think that stuff is no good. Very complicated subject. I don't think I want to put myself in the crosshairs by talking about it. Although I do like hearing other people talk about it and hearing different opinions. But I personally, I usually like to stay on middle ground and just absorb information. That's where I stand. And yeah. Yeah, that's about it. The last one, oh, not last one. Second last thing that I will be doing. This comment asks if I could ramble about dicks of all kind. The perfect small dick, the perfect monster dick, the ideal penis overall for our beloved Skitty. That is adorable. I'll ramble about dicks for a little bit. I mean, you could make a whole audio about talking about dicks. The perfect small dick. What is small, though? Because a lot of you guys think that you have a small dick when you really have an average or above average dick. Because I have not talked to one person who actually does have a small dick. Because you'll give me your size and I'll Google average dick size and you guys are all above. So I think you guys just watch too much porn. And porn actors have crazy, crazy big cocks. Which, by the way, is not required for a lady. Because I think our vaginal canal is only like 4 to 5 inches, so you don't need much to pleasure us. And too big is kind of uncomfortable. It's ouch. I had a girlfriend who supposedly had sex with a guy who had an 8-inch dick, and she didn't feel so good afterwards. It was too big for her. So yeah, average size dicks are perfect for us. Go Google it if you don't believe me. I'm sure your dick is fine. Small dicks are fine too. You don't need a big dick to pleasure a girl. And if you do have a small dick, that's cool too. You could use your fingers, you could use your mouth. And dicks are fun, so whatever. Perfect monster cock. I think I've talked a lot about dog cocks. So my perfect monster cock. I don't know. I also did a tentacle audio. Would I want a werewolf cock or a tentacle cock? I'll take my werewolf boys. They are currently my favorite monster boy. What has GWA done to me? I swear I wasn't this weird a year ago before I started doing all this audio stuff. All right. Ideal penis overall for our beloved Skitty. I don't want to say sizes. Let's look up what the average dick is. You're probably wondering since I, or maybe you've already Googled it. Size dick. I feel like I've Googled this number a dozen times and I never remember. So according to Google, and the first thing that pops up, Medical News Today found that the average penis size when erect is 12.9 centimeters or 5.1 inches. That sounds fine. I have a toy that's about 6, and he is a little big for me sometimes, so. I mean, he fits, but I just get crampy afterwards. I'm sharing too much. I don't know if I should be saying this sort of thing. Don't tell people. So I think the perfect dick is average. Probably, I think what matters most, or more for me and a lot of girls is girth. How full you make a girl feel. And sometimes, doesn't matter how girthy you are, that girl won't feel good. Maybe she needs to do some kegels or kegels, to be a little tighter. So, I think you guys are too caught up on dick sizes. Just work with what you got. Penises are fun. I don't know how long I rambled about that for. How long is my audio now? Whoosh. It is quite a bit. I am not looking forward to editing this down because I've probably oohed and ummed a lot, and that will be all gone before the final ramble is uploaded. And let's see. My final ramble, was just sent to me today. And you want me to talk about Tinder profiles in your ramble? Tinder and dating apps in general. Let's just talk about Tinder for now. So I had Tinder for a while. It's changed a bit since I've been on it. I think my tip for boys when you're making a profile is to keep it short and sweet. If you're having trouble getting matches, you should have a nice profile picture. Hopefully, the first photo is a picture of your face. Full body pictures are nice. That could be your second or third picture. But I kind of just want to see your face. I don't want to zoom in and all that. First impression is important. I want to see your smile. If you could get a nice kind of like picture where your face is in focus and the background is kind of blurry. Those look really professional and they also look nice. It gives a little dimension to your picture and they usually look more professional. I do a little bit of photography, so I'm a little picky when it comes to selfies. Most cameras have like a selfie option anyways, or download an app. They're super easy to make you look nice. do not edit your photo too much because it would be so bad for you to meet up on a date and you do not look like the picture that you posted online. I went on a date with a guy who looked nothing like his profile picture, and you know, the guy wasn't ugly. He's actually, like, he was attractive. But the thing is that he made himself look so different online, it just skews your perception of what they should be like. And so it's a little bit of a letdown. If anything, maybe you can make yourself a little uglier so when you show up in person, you wow the person. No, don't do that. Just be your best self. I recently told someone, if you write a bio about yourself, do not put anything negative about yourself. Do not talk about your struggles, about how boring your life is and you need to meet a girl, or that you're doing nothing and you're just doing this for fun, or your like friends goaded you into downloading this app, because like we swipe left on negativity or any sort of particular sort of baggage. It's really shallow, but when you're competing with hundreds of other faces, you want to date someone who's happy and nice and could make you feel good. So I think I've rambled long enough. I hope I haven't alienated anybody, and I hope you guys have a wonderful day, wonderful time, a wonderful night if it's nighttime when you're listening, and hopefully you'll hear from me soon. And I look forward to your comments and everything. All right. Bye for now.